This program is in partnership with the Center for Democracy and Development, CDD.
Hello there. You are welcome to Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Uncertainty looms as the people of Anambra decide who will take up the mantle of leadership in the state. According to information provided by observers under the Premium Times Center for Investigative Journalism Media in Nigeria Election, MINE Project, the deployment of materials and ad hoc election officers, who were mostly corpus, was still ongoing as at the time of compiling this program last night. Meanwhile, the indigenous people of Biafra IPOB have urged residents of the state to go out to vote for their choice in the governorship election. Are the people of Anambra relieved? Is there going to be voter apathy? Our colleague, Jude Onuamanam, who is currently in Anambra State, speaks to me on the situation.
The mood is not far from what happened yesterday. The only difference is that there's less vehicular and human traffic because of the start order. It was cancelled, but at the time of cancellation, not many people might have been aware that it has been cancelled. And so not much people came out today. But by this evening, there's a little bit of increased movement, vehicular and human.
Okay,
we are hoping that there will be a better improvement in people coming out to vote.
Okay, do you think the taking off of the sit-at-home order by the indigenous people of Biafra is going to make any difference in terms of people being confident to come out and vote? Do you think there will be voters apathy?
If it will, it will be minimal. The impact will be minimal because this announcement itself has done the damage. And then doing the damage control may not be too perfect because a lot of people have already gotten used to the fact that they've been asked to stay at home. And when the counter announcement came, many people might not have heard. You understand? So the cancellation may not mean much, but then at least it has helped to lessen the tension in town. If anything, it has helped to lessen the apprehension.
Okay, so far with what you're seeing, do you think there's going to be voters' apathy?
Of course. Anambra State has always been known for voters' apathy. You know, in the last election, the voter population, with a population of over 4 million people, recorded on about 25% voter population. So the situation may not be different from that. Then it will also be worsened by the fact of this stay-at-home order and the present security situation may engender more voter apathy this time around.
Okay, so with what you're seeing so far with the ambience, like you said, people are moving all around. Do you think Anambrians are enthusiastic to go to the polls?
I don't see much enthusiasm. Rather, what I see is apprehension. People are afraid, they don't know what will happen. So there is this kind of fear, there is this kind of anticipated fear that things may go wrong. So people are being cautious, so to say.
Okay. Finally, now, before you go, on the security agencies that have been deployed, are you seeing any of them around? Are the people confident in the security agencies?
Well, if you are listening, you can see a siren passing through. They are passing through, patrolling with their siren. So far, nobody has been intimidated. So far, we have not recorded any incident. We wish that they will continue like that.
That was Jude Onuamanam, our colleague who is currently in Anambra State. Are Anambrians ready to go to the poll? Will the new directive issued by IPOB make any difference? Let's listen to some of them.
My name is Nelson Madumelo. I'm based in Anambra, Oka precisely. Well, I feel relieved. Of course, the whole place was tensed before now. There's a lot of uncertainty, you know, but I feel good. I feel relieved knowing that the sit-at-home has been lifted. And then, of course, the deployment of security forces, you know, so the tension has reduced largely.
Okay, so are you going to go out and vote?
Yes, I'll be voting tomorrow.
My name is Ngo Emeka. I'm calling from Oka.
Okay.
We feel so excited that please, for them to have called off the ban or the sit-at-home order, it's for the good of the Anambrians, for them to go out and cast their vote.
But would you go out and cast your vote now that the sit-at-home order is off?
As for me, no.
Why?
Uh, security issues. You know, the canceling of the, or the calling of the sit-at-home order assembly, so many people are still afraid to go out to go and cast their vote.
But they have deployed lots of security and people should feel safe.
No. In terms of that, Nigerian security information, the mode of at which they are operating is what still scares some people from going to the, even going close to the cleaning unit. They can promise you that they will protect everybody on that particular day, but, you know, watching from afar from what's been going on, find out that the security of in this country has not been troubled. So people are still afraid and scared to even go out to go and cast their vote on that very day.
Anyway, there is there, as you recently know, there have been a lot of unrest in a number of states, and by the huge security presence also we deter people from coming because of a mixed feeling of fears and uncertainty that might come up as a result of the election. So actually that's the problem. I think the election will come and go, but the turnout will be very low due to the mass exodus of people yesterday from Awka as a result of the fear of a massive security deployment in Awka. I don't see much turn up in the election. And besides, based on this sentiment of IPOB, a lot of people might decide to choose not to come and vote. So we're looking at a low turnout of people, but the election must hold for certain.
Those were some residents of Anambra State. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to this and other episodes of our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcast, Spotify and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. We will be going on a short break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
This program is in partnership with the Center for Democracy and Development, CDD.
Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to or download our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcast, TuneIn Radio and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. In this episode, we are talking about the Anambra gubernatorial election. How prepared is the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, to conduct this election? Our colleague, Abbas Jimo, who is with INEC in Anambra, speaks on the commission's level of preparedness.
Based on what we've seen on ground, INEC definitely is making remarkable improvements with examples. Even before they told us what they were doing, we've seen what they were doing. Like before that, it is the day of the election, very early, that move sensitive materials to the local government because of security and to ensure that there's no tampering with those sensitive materials. This time around, the sensitive materials were moved yesterday from the custody of CBN to the local government offices, and they were now moved to the racks, that is the registration area offices. So it is morning that they will be distributed to the polling unit. So it's going to be faster and smoother. So the issue of transport and logistics has been eliminated. That is on the part of the movement of sensitive materials. All the ad hoc staff were already on ground. Both the permanent staff of INEC, they were on ground across the local government that we visited. The ad hoc staff too were already on ground. So nobody is going to move tomorrow to their place of deployment. They will just move in to the polling units. They've collected the materials they're going to use. The non-sensitive material were deployed a week to the local government. It was only the sensitive material that was deployed yesterday. We are on ground at the state office in Awka here. We've seen virtually every local government have gotten the sensitive materials in their custody now.
Okay, so you people have gone to how many local governments so far?
21 local governments together in Anambra State.
Okay, and they've all received the sensitive materials?
All of them have received the sensitive materials.
The security agencies, how prepared are they? How many are on ground? Have they been deployed? How prepared are the security agencies from what you've observed so far?
The police gave figures of the deployment. The Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps, that is NCDCCs, also mentioned figures. But based on what we see on ground, we cannot actually mention the total figure because it is a joint operation between the military, the police, security officials, and including the PSS. So we've seen that they've all been deployed. We even see, okay, yesterday there were sporadic gunshots by security agencies in a kind of show of force. They didn't shoot in the street. They only shot in the designated centers. But they were seen moving up and down in entourage, in convoy. That's a show of force to ensure that people believe that they are on ground, to rising up the confidence of the people so that they can come out tomorrow and they will, to avoid the voter party. Then when we spoke with the National Commissioner today, he briefing of the arrival of those deployed, only those who are going to be roving are currently in some designated places. The people that have been sent to man their position, some of them are already there. Their superior officers will move tonight.
Okay.
And based on some other experiences we learned from officials that were close to us, they told us that even they will still be further redeployment so that the people deployed can ensure the maximum professionalism to protect both the INEC staff, both the permanent and ad hoc staff, to protect the electorate even and the citizens alike.
Were you able to speak to anybody from INEC to confirm their level of preparedness?
We spoke with the chairman, Information and Voter Education Committee of the INEC, in person of Barrister Festus Okoye. He is also the supervising national commissioner for the November 6th governorship election in Anambra State. This is what he has to say.
What is the level of preparation for tomorrow's election in Anambra?
Well, we are prepared. We've deployed all the non-sensitive materials and the sensitive materials to the 21 local government areas of the state. And we have also trained and deployed the ad hoc staff that will run this particular election to their various areas of responsibility. We have also deployed the BVAS that will be used for voter accreditation and authentication. So as far as we are concerned, we are proceeding at peace with this election and we are determined to deliver on a good election.
For our listeners, what is the meaning of this BVAS?
BVAS is the bimodal voter accreditation system that will be used for both fingerprint and facial authentication.
Then, what is the level of the awareness that people are conscious that we are moving from the era of the permanent voter's card to this BVAS?
Well, when we introduced the BVAS, we made sure that the critical stakeholders were abreast of the issues. We had various meetings with the leaders of political parties at the state headquarters in Abuja. We've also had meetings with the leaders of political parties in Anambra here and also at the various local governments where we demonstrated the functionality of the BVAS to them. Now, if you recall, when we conducted the Isoko South 1 state constituency election in Delta State, the BVAS recorded 97% authentication. But when we used a similar facility, that is a smart card reader, during the 2019 elections, it recorded 32% success. So as far as we are concerned, the BVAS is a much more higher solution, electronic solution to voter accreditation and authentication. And we are confident that its deployment will ease the issue of voter accreditation.
From the voters' card collection so far, what is the prediction of INEC on the likely turnout of electorates?
Honestly, nobody can predict what may likely happen. Yes, people have been saying that Anambra State has a history of low voter turnout. But this election is a slightly different election. It's an election that is being conducted under very, very difficult circumstances. And also, it's an election that is being conducted at a period of heightened political consciousness. So nobody can, in all honesty, tell you that there will be high voter turnout or there will be low voter turnout. This is because the election is also being conducted in a very uncertain environment, accentuated by fear and anxiety. So all these things may combine to make voter turnout low. It may also spur the voters into coming out to come and exercise their democratic franchise because I'm sure the people of Anambra State do not want any other individual or group or organization to make a determination for them on who will govern them. I think that they want to take their destiny into their own hands and make a determination on how they will be governed.
Our listeners would also like to hear how many are the total registered voters for this election.
No, for this particular election, we have a total registered voter population of 2.5 million. million. Out of these 2.5 million, we are going to conduct elections less 86 polling units. In 86 polling units, we recorded zero voters. So we didn't print any resource sheet for these polling units. We didn't print ballot papers for these polling units. And we did not deploy the beavers to these 86 polling units. But we are going to deploy to every other polling unit throughout the state.
What is the state of the sensitive material deployment few hours to the commencement of the election?
Well, all the sensitive materials are already at the various local governments. Presently, they are being distributed in accordance with the registration areas to the supervisory presiding officers who are going to take control of these sensitive materials and move to their own registration area centers from where these materials will be deployed at the first light tomorrow to the various polling units. You can see that activities have wound down in the state headquarters because every activity has moved to the various local governments.
Our listeners, Nigerians and other listeners, would also like to know the level of preparedness of joint security agencies assigned by the commission.
Well, the security agencies there, they are prepared, and we believe they are prepared. If you see the level of deployment, you will know that they are prepared. I've gone to four local government offices of the commission, and they are properly secured, and they are also going to secure the registration area centers and the super registration area centers. So everywhere there are voters, everywhere we have our ad hoc staff, they are going to properly secure it to make sure that nothing goes wrong.
This is Barrister Festus Okoye, a National Commissioner of Independent National Electoral Commission and the Chairman IFEC, that is Information Voters and Electoral Committee of the Commission. He's also the coordinator for the Anambra November 6th Anambra State Governorship election.
Overall, as a journalist, what is your take on this Anambra election, their level of preparedness? Would you say it's better than how they've performed previously?
Based on what we saw in Edo and Ondo State, which were the recent governorship election, apart from by-elections to fill constituency in the National Assembly and State Assembly, this election seems to be better in organization due to many factors. The deployment of security were done ahead, and the deployment were being done smoothly. So much so there was no vacuum. In some of the places we visited, even those people that were coming to take over would be on ground before those other ones would be deployed to the new place. And where they were going, there are some people on ground before the new one would take over. So we were wondering that, are the numbers of security personnel so much that there was no vacuum anywhere? And they were doing professionally. There was no brush with the citizen. There was no quarrel. Even this afternoon when the helicopter was deployed to hover around the entire state, not all the state, but key places across the state, it was done. There was no violence. There was no single crisis that we've seen.
That was Abbas Jimo, our colleague, who is currently in Anambra State. With this level of preparedness on the part of INEC and the security agencies, are the people of Anambra ready to go to the poll? Will there be a voters' apathy on a large scale? Bilkisu Ahmed puts this question to the program officer, Center for Democracy and Development, Al Hassan Ibrahim.
On reflection, the apparent U-turn by IPOB on the statement that voters should come out is very interesting, because as an organization, we've been very, very studious in looking at online trends, and we have noticed that for quite a long period of time, IPOB has been a very strong vector in the general information flow in the region. If we look at information campaigns, even fake news and disinformation in the region, they're a very strong vector in shaping influence and perception. So in one sense, one could look at this U-turn as a way of influencing the perception on what IPOB is doing with regards to these elections. We think there will be a lot of voter apathy, and even though there seems to have been a U-turn from the IPOB, if we look at the trends, not just in the past week, over the past few months, and even the general sentiment in the region, it is one of continued apathy. There is a sense from citizens that this is not going to be a fair election, that this is going to be a violent election.
So what is CDD doing? What is the situation room like right now? What are you observing from there, especially from your observers that are there? What are they reporting back to you?
Okay, that's a great question. So we have deployed about 150 observers to the state who will be covering all the local government areas, and they will be in constant conversation with our election analysis center. And the idea will be that we will be getting live feedback from information on the ground, what exactly is happening, when voters are arriving, what is happening at the polling units. So we will be getting a direct sense of the exact situation on the ground, and that's how we plan to monitor proceedings.
Okay, so how are your assessments of INEC preparations? Are there everything put in place? Did you observe that everything is put in place, especially the sensitive materials?
So generally, INEC always tends to prepare relatively well. The problem tends to be when the time of elections comes, the situations that arise. We've had problems in the past with the readers. Now, of course, we know that they've changed their system now to BVAS.
Okay.
I believe. So the question really will be, how will it be on the day? We will find out, because INEC, they might prepare very well, but situations tend to arise on the day of elections that are outside of INEC's control.
So how is your assessment also on security, or the security preparations? Do you think security personnel are enough put in the selected place, in the right place there in Anambra State?
So that's an interesting question, because we sometimes focus on the number of security personnel, but not enough on their mode of engagement. So we've already seen very troubling videos of security personnel shooting at civilians. These are things that we're still trying to confirm and verify, but we're very worried about the conduct of these security officials more than the number. Now, that's one dynamic.
Yeah, so, okay, before you go on, what do you mean by the conduct of the security personnel?
So, if there are situations of conflict, how are they going to respond? Are they going to be indiscriminate cases of attacks on civilians? Mm-hmm. So, we're worried about that. Will there be cases of the quote-unquote stray bullets? Mm. You know, we hear a lot about those things. So that's what I mean by conduct. I think that's very important.
Okay.
Now, secondly, if there do turn out to be violent incidents, whether it's by so-called members of IPOB, so other than that first dynamic of the conduct, we are also now looking at, all right, if there are cases of violence that arise, incidences of violence, are they prepared? Because we have seen recurrent attacks happening in the region. It's not just about the number, but also how well have they prepared, and it's an open question. It's very difficult to determine at this point. We know that it has been difficult to control the pockets of violence that are in that region. And this is a country where not just the police, but the military and almost every state in the country. So it's difficult to make a case that they are not prepared or that they don't know what's happening. It's just a case of if they really understood the context of the situation. So it's an open question as for now.
Are they really prepared? That's the open question, right?
Yes.
Okay, we hope they are. So as CDD, what are your expectations from this election?
Bearing in mind the context of these elections, not just now, but building up over the number of years, we do expect a relatively low turnout, but if we get any kind of turnout, we'd be very happy. So that would be, that would exceed our expectations if we get a reasonable voter turnout. And if we have an election that is not completely marred by violence. So that is our hope and our prayer.
So lastly, from your observers down there, did they mention to you, or did they observe anything like having or identified any hotspots in Anambra State concerning this election?
Well, the question is, which part of Anambra is not a hotspot, really?
Okay.
But what we've been very, very aware of, and especially during our trainings, because we train all of our observers, we've been very focused on conflict awareness and preparation. So what happens if a situation is arising? So one, we are very, very conscious that you must be from the area, you must understand the area very well. And secondly, if, for example, you hear shootings or you hear incidents, the idea is not to just run and start running, because you might be running to the violence. Seek cover first. Try and understand exactly what the problem is, and we believe that we've done quite a lot to prepare our observers for those incidents if they do arise.
Okay.
That was Al Hassan Ibrahim, the programs officer of the Center for Democracy and Development. Anambra decides. We wait and watch. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today.
This program is in partnership with the Center for Democracy and Development, CDD.
Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com. You can also listen in on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola. You can listen in by searching for Nigeria Daily on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you have questions or comment, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. I am Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.